Hang on. It's him. Go hide in the spare room. Go. Oh, hi, honey. Whoa, hey, wait, calm down. Doug said I did what? Honey, I know Doug is your friend and wouldn't lie. But before you get too upset, please let me explain. I am not cheating on you with your friend Josh. I swear. No, really. There's a simple Well, it's not that simple, but there is an explanation if you just let me... Please, just let me... Look, are you going to let me talk or not? Thank God. Look, it all started at the bar yesterday. Marcia and I were hanging out with some of her friends, and they kept buying me drinks, and I got a little tipsy. So when I left the bar around 1 in the morning, I decided to walk home. I didn't think it was safe to drive, and it's only 2 miles and pretty decent neighborhood, right? Right. So I'm walking home, and the beer bug hits me, and I really have to use the ladies' room. I mean, I really have to use it. So I'm walking and trying to hold it in when I come to the only place on the way that's open, and it's the porn store. I was really desperate, so I went in, and the place was packed with college students, and the cashier was busy, and there wasn't a sign for the restrooms, but there was a hallway in the back. So I went down the hallway, and I found a door marked ladies. I guess that's when Doug saw me. The bathroom had 4 stalls, and 2 were empty, so I took one, and I just peed like crazy. And then, after cleaning up a little, I was standing up, getting ready to leave the bathroom stall, and I hear someone go into the other stall next to me. Well, it startled me, and it caught me off guard, and I sort of stumbled, and I fell. I fell onto the floor with my face pressed against the stall wall. And as I'm trying to get up, I found my shirt was caught on something. And suddenly, you won't believe it, this dick pops through a hole in the wall right in front of my face. I gasped in shock, and the next thing I know, it's in my mouth. I was pretty tipsy, so I didn't even notice there was a hole there. And okay, I know you're wondering why I just didn't pull away. Well, when I fell, I apparently caught my shirt on a screw below the hole. I guess when I fell, I broke the sign that said glory hole that they'd put up there. I don't know. Anyway, I couldn't get loose even though I tried. And my face was pressed up against the hole. And so the guy had free access to my mouth and... No. Why would you ask that? I was completely weirded out, and I was trying to get loose, and somebody had their cock in my mouth. I was being orally violated. Of course I wasn't enjoying it. Look, are you going to let me finish or not? Thank you. So, I'm desperately trying to get my shirt loose, and this stranger is literally fucking my mouth. I mean, his big hard cock is sliding in and out of my mouth, salty and hot and leaking pre-cum on my tongue, and there's nothing I can do about it. I already said I didn't enjoy it. It was weird. I was like totally weirded out. How can you say that? I wasn't sucking on it. I was just being used. That guy used my mouth for his own pleasure, filling it with his thick, meaty, hot dick, trying to force it into my throat over and over again. And the worst part is, I wasn't able to get loose in time. I could hear him start to groan on the other side of the wall. And I tried even harder to pull loose. And then he came like crazy in my mouth, spurt after spurt of creamy cum all over my tongue. I mean, he had his dick in so deep that there was nothing I could do. I had to swallow it. All of it. What are you saying? No, I didn't like it. It was gross. I was pinned to the wall, forced to swallow some stranger's cum, drilling it all down my chin and down my cleavage in a big cummy mess, and you think I liked it? God, you asshole, I didn't like it. And all I wanted to do was get loose. And when I finally did work my shirt loose off the screw, I just wanted to get the hell out of there. So I leave the stall, and there, standing in front of the sink, washing his hands, is Josh. He was as shocked and horrified as I was. So he swore not to tell anyone, because it was just a terrible accident. And we both left. So I guess maybe that's when Doug must have seen us leave together. No. Come on. Honey, I'm telling the truth. I didn't know that bathroom had glory holes. I swear. And it was all just a terrible accident. You know I would never cheat on... Fuck. All right, you can come out now, Josh. That sounded totally made up. I should never have listened to you. I should have just lied. Why did I listen to you? It sounded like one of those ridiculous stories on Reddit or something. I told you he wouldn't believe the truth. He's going to dump me for sure. Damn it. Oh, well. So, you up for another blowjob?